Tony. Hoping you have a great rest of your day. Thanks for joining us today.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
The Noon News is sponsored by E.T. Foods, where your family's food dollar goes farther. They're not fancy, but they're friendly. And by Strang Heating and Electric, serving Southwest Wisconsin for over 100 years. They are your total contractor for sales, installation, and service.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. In Atlanta, two people were killed and a third person seriously injured at a Delta Airlines maintenance facility at Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport. ABC's Faith Abubi is near the scene.
But just based on the name of the facility where this happened, it appears that there was some sort of maintenance being performed at that facility. And right now, Delta releasing a statement mourning the death, sending condolences to the loved ones of those employees.
The Trump campaign confirming Donald Trump has asked Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and Tulsi Gabbard to lead his transition team if he's elected. Trump's running mate J.D. Vance campaigning in Michigan today. Vice President Kamala Harris holds an event in Georgia tomorrow. New Hampshire health officials say an adult resident who tested positive for the mosquito-borne infection Eastern equine encephalitis virus has died. Severe heat alerts stretching across more than a dozen states from the Midwest to the Northeast with triple-digit temperatures locked in all week. This is ABC News. Classes at Rice University in Houston canceled today after the death on campus Monday.
On the first day of classes at Rice University, Reginald DeRoche stood before the media.
This is a speech that no president ever wants to make.
When Andrea Rodriguez Avila, a junior from Maryland, didn't show up for the first day of classes yesterday, her family contacted campus police. Avila was found shot to death in her dorm room, along with a man who had apparently killed her and then himself. President DeRoche.
I want all of our students, our parents, and the entire Rice community to know that the Rice campus is safe and there is no immediate threat.
Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Drug maker Eli Lilly, maker of weight loss medication Zepbound, announcing that they will now begin selling the drug directly to consumers. Patients with a prescription can order their medication from the company's pharmacy and self-pay without insurance. And British rock band Oasis ending a 15-year hiatus and hitting the road next year. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always. Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Court & Main Furniture and Mattress, Simpson's Tractor, WCCU Credit Union, Center Pharmacy, Gokenauer Insurance, Cardinal Glass CG, Allied Ready Mix, Southwest Tech, Total Protect, BL Signs, ET Foods, Reedsburg Area Medical Center, Sunshine and Giggles, Foggy Bottom Woodworks, PMI Windows, and Tony and Dana Doherty Rural Mutual Insurance Company. And now stay tuned for today's News at Noon.
Good afternoon. It is mostly sunny and 88 degrees at 12:04. There's an excessive heat warning for most of the area from 11 a.m. till 7 p.m. and a heat advisory for Vernon County. Heat indices in the upper 90s to near 105. Look for partly cloudy conditions today. It'll be hot and rather humid. 30% chance of spotty showers and thunderstorms. Some could be strong with a high of 85. And with a temperatures as high as 91. Isolated showers or thunderstorms possible early tonight, then partly cloudy and low 65, and partly cloudy and somewhat cooler and less humid with a high of 79. And once again, in Richland Center, our current temperature is 88 degrees.
BL Signs is a full-service sign design company in Richland Center. They specialize in manufacturing all types of interior and exterior signage for all applications to meet the client's needs. They offer internally lighted extruded aluminum sign cabinets, post and panel signs, non-lighted acrylic letters, LED lighted channel letters of all types and sizes, printed in solid color vinyl lettering, and graphics. Call BL Signs at 647-0149 and see what they can do for you. BL Signs, Richland Center.
From buying your first car to enjoying your retirement, Rural Mutual Insurance agents are like family, and they are there for you every step of the way. With a full line of insurance products exclusively designed for Wisconsin, you can trust Rural Mutual to protect what matters most to you. Discounts are available for bundling home and auto. For a free quote, call Tony or Dana Doherty at 647-2972 or just stop by 177 East Mill Street, Richland Center.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center has achieved the prestigious 5-star rating from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. This rating is the highest possible and places RAMC among the elite. Only 8% of hospitals nationwide receive this distinction. The 5-star rating is based on 46 quality measures, including safety of care, patient experience, timely and effective care, and more. 5 stars indicates exceptional and consistent quality care right here in Reedsburg. RAMC Health.com.
Sunshine and Giggles has the philosophy that children learn through play. Sunshine and Giggles staff will strive to develop a stimulating, inviting classroom atmosphere in which children are free to explore and learn at their own pace. Sunshine and Giggles Child Care Center is now enrolling children 6 weeks to 12 years. For more information, please call 608-649-5501. Sunshine and Giggles in Richland Center.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Today is Tuesday, August 27th. Good afternoon for WRCL News. Sitting in for Joanne Krulatz, I'm Tim Thede. And because of the heat, we have the following cancellations to pass along. The Blue Rivers Farmers Market that was supposed to be held today has been canceled. Also, the cross country meet at Black Hawk Lake for today has been canceled. And the line dancing at the American Legion in Richland Center has also been canceled. Vernon County Sheriff Roy Torgerson reports that the Vernon County Sheriff's Office is experiencing problems with calls not connecting to 911 and or their business line of 608-637-2123 from cellular networked phones and devices. They believe this stems from a fiber optic cut in the Milwaukee area. Issues now appear intermittent as full service is being restored. The Vernon County Sheriff's Office has no reason to believe there are no problems with any cellular tower systems locally. Excessive heat warnings continue today. The National Weather Service has extended its warnings to run from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. Meteorologists say heat indices will reach triple digits for much of southern Wisconsin. Remember to stay in air conditioning and drink plenty of water and refrain from going outside unless you have to. Also, be sure to check up on relatives and neighbors, especially the elderly and those with disabilities. You also should be sure to not leave young children and pets in unattended vehicles. Car interiors will reach lethal temperatures in a matter of minutes. If you need a place to stay that's cool, you can find a list of cooling centers on the Richland County website at www.co.richland.wi.us. The hot and humid temperatures making us sweat today is also impacting our pets. Animals do not cool themselves off as effectively as humans do, so when it's hot outside, keep a keen eye on your animals and make sure they have access to plenty of water. Symptoms pet owners should be on the lookout for include excessive drooling and panting or being restless. If your animal is showing any type of these symptoms, head straight to a cool place, and if the symptoms get worse, go see a vet. Because these temperatures spiked to the hottest we've felt so far this year, senior citizens are at an increased risk of heat-related illness because as people age, their ability to cool down gets harder. Combine that with medicine seniors may be taking, it can make it even harder. Heat-related health illness symptoms to look out for include head and muscle aches, strange behavior, and sleepiness. And while some people are lucky to work out indoors, others are outside fixing the power outages, cutting your grass, and sealing some roads. A usual day for lawn care companies is 8 to 10 hours, and for road crews, it's 10 to 12 hours. But in this heat, it may just call for more breaks or even a shorter day. By hydrating, starting the day before, construction workers construction workers say wearing short sleeve shirts, a hat, and sunscreen is always key to keeping themselves cool and protected from the sun. If you need the extra electrolytes, Pedialyte work well. Vernon County Sheriff Roy Torgerson reported a motor vehicle collided with a horse-drawn vehicle yesterday afternoon in rural Chaseburg. Curtis John Woodhouse, 30, of rural Genoa, was operating a passenger vehicle traveling southeast on County Road Double K, northwest to Waldenberger Lane, near the border of the towns of Harmony and Hamburg. Woodhouse looked away for a moment and collided with the rear of a horse-drawn vehicle driven by Reuben A. Miller, 34, of rural Chaseburg. Reuben Miller and his passenger, Andrew M. Miller, 28, also of Chaseburg, were both injured and transported to Gunderson Health System in La Crosse by private vehicle. They were both released yesterday evening. The horse that was involved was treated by a veterinarian and is expected to make full recovery. Responding to the scene with the sheriff's office were the Genoa Harmony Fire Department and first responders and Gunderson Tri-State Ambulance. The crash remains under investigation by the sheriff's office. Vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance is set to speak today in De Pere, or set to speak Wednesday, I should say, in De Pere. It will be his fourth visit to the key battleground state in August alone. Vance is expected to talk about the economy, inflation, and energy. Vance's previous stops include Kenosha last week. On the same day, Democratic Vice President Kamala Harris held a rally in Milwaukee. In his first trip to Wisconsin since the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee, former President Donald Trump has scheduled a town hall in downtown La Crosse for Thursday. The effort to salvage an attempt to recall Republican Wisconsin Assembly Speaker Robin Voss from office has suffered another legal defeat. The Wisconsin Supreme Court on Tuesday refused to hear an appeal of a lower court's ruling rejecting an attempt to revive the recall effort. That means if the case is to proceed, it first must be heard by a state appeals court. Supporters of former President Donald Trump had targeted Voss for a recall after he refused calls to decertify President Joe Biden's narrow win in the state. Those who organized the recall attempt had originally wanted to force an election in August, a week before the primary. The University of Wisconsin Boards of Regents has agreed to ask Governor Tony Evers for over $850 million more in the next state budget, according to an Associated Press report. The UW system's current budget is just under $8 billion, and if approved, the increase would be nearly 11% raise. Officials say the extra funding would allow the university system to give an 8% raise for faculty and staff, expand a tuition coverage program for low-income students, and keep two-year campuses open. Elijah Vu, missing for 6 months now, would have celebrated his fourth birthday last week. So his family held a party that brought the community out of Appleton yesterday afternoon. Friends, family, and members of the searches were all in attendance. Some people that showed up came from Facebook groups, meeting each other in person for the first time and looking to make some light out of a difficult situation and inspire hope. Organizers say they will continue to put events together in upcoming weeks, bringing awareness to Finding Elijah as the search continues. Gas prices have fallen 9.6 cents during the past week. The average across the state today is $3.21 per gallon. This is over 29 cents lower than a month ago and more than 35 cents per gallon lower than this time last year. Gas is now at its lowest points since February. Patrick DeHaan at Gas Buddy says prices should continue to drop as we head into the fall. There are new vaccine guidelines for the upcoming school year. With more, here's Brittany Merlot.
For WXCO News, I'm Brittany Merlot. The new guidelines for school vaccinations go into effect for this school year. These updates aim to provide better protection against serious diseases and align with national recommendations. Dr. Natalie Weeks is a family medicine physician at Aspirus.
Back in the day when we didn't have vaccines for these illnesses, unfortunately, children did pass away from these diseases, and we are very lucky that we have these vaccines to prevent these potentially deadly diseases now. It's the number one thing that you could do to protect your child and the community and prevent these diseases from recurring.
If you're concerned or have any questions, Dr. Weeks encourages you to talk with your child's primary care provider.
I also really like the free app called Vaccines on the Go, which is put out by Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. And the Wisconsin Department of Health Services is a great resource, too, for vaccine safety information.
La Crosse commuters should be prepared for increased traffic this week as university students return to the area. University of Wisconsin-La Crosse officials say they're expecting about 3,000 new and returning students in the area from Wednesday to Monday. Residents should expect to see increased traffic in areas like Badger Street, Campbell Road, and La Crosse Street as students move back into their residence halls. Class at UW-La Crosse will get underway on September 3rd. WRCO News time is 12:16. WRCO News will continue right after this.
Our Labor Day sale is going on now at Court & Main. It's the perfect time to refresh your home. Enjoy 25% off all custom leather and upholstery, including recliners, sofas, love seats, and sectionals. Save 50% on all sheets, mattress protectors, adjustable bases, and pillows when you purchase a mattress. And don't forget, get a jump on the holidays with 50% off all holiday decor. Visit us at Court & Main and Richland Center and take advantage of these fantastic deals. These offers are too good to miss, so stop by before they're gone. Transform your home for less with Court & Main.
Hi, this is Kendra at Allied Ready Mix in Lancaster, Wisconsin. Allied Ready Mix is a local, family-owned business with plants located in Lancaster and Muscadet. We provide high-quality concrete for your commercial, agricultural, and residential needs in the surrounding area. Give us a call today at 608-723-3396 so we can provide the materials that you need for your project. Allied Ready Mix, where service and quality come together.
Welcome to Foggy North Coffee Shop in Muscadet, where your perfect cup awaits. Savor our freshly brewed coffee, creamy lattes, baked goods, and refreshing Lotus drinks. Treat yourself to Cedar Crest ice cream, too. Don't miss out on our monthly specials available 7 days a week. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram for daily hours and exclusive offers. And this summer, get excited for the grand opening of the Artisan Retail Shop. Foggy North Coffee Shop, downtown Muscadet, your daily dose of delight.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At the Gokenauer Agency, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff. For Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, they'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
And currently in Richland Center, it's mostly sunny and 90 degrees with a heat index of 98 at 12:19. Ithaca's school's open house, back to school night, will take place tonight from 4 until, will take place tomorrow night from 4 to 6. Here's Michael Hernan with more on that story.
Ithaca's open house slash back to school night is where kids go to get registered for classes and receive other vital things for the school year. Here's Ithaca School Superintendent Greg Herbst on why all Ithaca students should attend.
We'd like to do as much of the paperwork beforehand as possible. It certainly adds to the school year starting more smoothly than it might otherwise. So we certainly do invite everybody to come to open house on Wednesday from 4 to 6.
Herbst invites any kid looking to open enroll to look into Ithaca schools.
If you look at our enrollment now and compare it to 2014, yet you know, you ask yourself, what's going on? Because it's dropped so much. But if you go back 10 more years, back to around the 2004 area, our enrollment now is about what it was then. You know, so by no means are we full, and we certainly encourage people who are looking for the best education for their children to give us a look.
For WRCO News, I'm Michael Hernan.
Thanks, Michael. The American Red Cross is experiencing an emergency blood shortage. Blood donors of all types, especially those with type O blood, are urged to give as soon as possible to help patients receive life-saving medical care. A blood drive will be held today. It's going on actually right now until 5:30 at St. John's Gym in Muscadet. To make an appointment at any blood drive, download the Red Cross Blood Donor app, visit redcrossblood.org, or call 1-800-RED-CROSS. That's 1-800-733-2767. An Impact Life blood drive is being held tomorrow from 10 to 4 at the Reedsburg Area Medical Center. Appointments are appreciated but not required. To make an appointment, call Impact Life at 800-747-5401 or visit www.bloodcenter.org. With the National Weather Service issuing heat advisories and excessive heat warnings for much of Wisconsin, the Public Service Commission of Wisconsin is reminding customers of utility disconnection laws and providing tips to help customers stay safe this week. Wisconsin law prevents a utility from disconnecting electrical service from occupied dwelling units when a heat advisory, heat warning, or heat emergency is issued by the National Weather Service and is in effect. Additionally, a utility is required to make reasonable attempts to reconnect service to an occupied dwelling that has been disconnected for non-payment when an occupant states there is a potential threat to life or to health or life that results from the combination of heat and loss of service. The utility may require that an occupant produce a licensed physician's statement or notice from a public health, social service, or law enforcement official which identifies the medical emergency for the occupant. Utilities are encouraged to err the side of human health and safety when making these reconnection decisions. Upon expiration of the heat advisory, heat warning, or heat emergency, the utility may disconnect service to a property that was reconnected during this period without further notice if an appropriate payment arrangement has not been established. Customers can take simple steps that help keep temperatures low and save energy. Keep blinds and curtains closed. Unplug electronics like computers, televisions, and radios when not in use. Make sure air conditioners are clean and maintained by checking your air filter, air intakes, radiators, and so on. Wash clothes or dishes early in the morning or late at night. Turn off lights when leaving a room. Consumers who have questions about the disconnections during the period of extreme temperatures should contact the Public Service Commission Consumers Affairs Bureau at 1-800-225-7729. As Labor Day weekend approaches, Wisconsin State Patrol troopers and inspectors focus on preventing impaired driving as the annual Drive Sober or Get Pulled Over campaign gets underway. The Special Enforcement and Education campaign unifies efforts from law enforcement agencies across the state to stop impaired driving now through September 2nd. There were 7,701 crashes involving alcohol or drug impairment in Wisconsin in 2023. Nearly half of all traffic fatalities involved either drugs or alcohol. Every 39 minutes, drunk driving claims the life of one person nationwide, according to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. Drive Sober or Get Pulled Over is a national campaign headed by NHTSA to decrease alcohol and drug-impaired driving across the United States. Over 7,500 law enforcement officers across the state are already trained in advanced roadside impaired driving enforcement. The State Patrol is continuing its work to train all officers, inspectors, and troopers statewide, with almost 400 drug recognition experts statewide. Wisconsin is helping lead the nation information in eliminating drug-impaired driving. DREs help prevent tragedies by identifying the signs of drug-impaired driving and securing convictions to keep them off the roads. In addition to risking your life and lives of others on the road, driving impaired carries serious financial and legal consequences. There were 18,645 operating while intoxicated convictions in Wisconsin in 2023. OWI convictions can cost around $10,000, including fines, court costs, attorney fees, long time at work, higher interest rates or higher insurance rates, car towing, and repairs, and more. Driving under the influence of any substance can also cost you both your driver's license and your vehicle. The State Patrol encourages everyone to make responsible choices this holiday season to ensure celebrations stay safe. And Wisconsin will join the Internal Revenue Service Direct File Program for filing season 2025, enabling eligible Wisconsin taxpayers with an option to file their taxes online directly with the IRS for free. According to the U.S. Department of Treasury, the average taxpayer spends approximately 13 hours and $270 to prepare their taxes each year. For eligibility requirements and additional information, visit directfile.irs.gov and revenue.wi.gov. Today's winners of $50 each in the Walk with Grace calendar raffle are Corey Hernan of Muscadet on ticket number 2634 and Rebecca McCormick of Mount Hope on ticket number 2388. WRCO News time is 1226. WRCO News will continue right after this with today's vital statistics.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
We all like options that are clear and easy to understand. At WCCU Credit Union, our checking accounts are both straightforward and affordable. No gimmicks. Choose from either Freedom or Awards Checking. Both have no minimum balance requirements and no monthly service fees. The Awards Checking earns an exceptional dividend rate for using direct deposit, debit cards, and e-statements. Freedom Checking offers all the same conveniences, but you're not required to use them. For more information or to open your account, visit us online at our new web address, wccu.coop, or stop by any of our WCCU offices. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Karen A. White, 68, of Arena, died August 18th from injuries sustained in an automobile accident. Funeral services will be held today at 2 at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green. Burial will be in the Arena Cemetery. Friends may call at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home today from 1 until the time of service at 2. In honor of Karen's love for the Green Bay Packers, everyone is encouraged to wear Packer apparel to the service. Survivors of Karen White include her husband, Philip White, two brothers, Randy and Carol Olson of Green Bay, and Robert and Kathy Olson of Huntsville, Alabama. Two brothers-in-law, Kelly and Kim White of Arena, and Randy Hansel. A sister-in-law, Bonnie and Joe Bindle of Spring Green. Many nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Karen A. White, 68, of Arena. Shirley Anderson, 94, of Green Lake and formerly of Richland Center, died Friday at her home, surrounded by her family. Gravesite services will be held Friday at 2 at the Richland Center Cemetery. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. Shirley Anderson is survived by 3 sons, Charlie, Kevin, and Timmy, 2 sisters, Bertha King and Judy Shireman. Shirley Anderson, 94, of Green Lake and formerly of Richland Center. Judith Farabee, 87, of Richland Center, died August 17th at Schmidt Woodland Hills. Funeral services will be held Friday at 3 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel. Burial will be held in the Basswood Cemetery at a later date. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Friday from 1 until the time of service at 3. Judy Farabee is survived by 2 daughters, Deanna Daly of Richland Center and Diana Austin of Sun Prairie, 5 grandchildren, 3 great-grandchildren, brother-in-law, Doug Weege of Madison, nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Judith Farabee, 87, of Richland Center. Diane Toots Goebel, 75, of Richland Center, died April 11th at Pine Valley Community Village. A celebration of life will be held Saturday at 10:30 at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home Saturday from 9:30 until 10:30. Diane Goebel is survived by 2 sons, Brian and Susan Goebel of Bear Valley, and David and Cassie Goebel of Salt Lake City, Utah, 8 grandchildren, 7 great-grandchildren, 2 brothers, James and Monica Deaver of Richland Center, and Gary and Kenda Deaver of Richland Center. Best friend, Jane and Clark Morrissey. Many cousins, nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Diane Toots Goebel, 75, of Richland Center. Betty L. Turnipseed, 95, of Minocqua, died Thursday at Lakeshore Assisted Living in Minocqua. Funeral services will be held Saturday at 2:30 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Fancy Creek Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Saturday from 2 until the time of service at 2:30. A live stream of the service may be viewed at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Betty L. Turnipseed, 95, of Minocqua. Sharon Elizabeth Haney, 78, died August 19th. A celebration of Sharon's life will be held at a later date. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. Sharon Haney is survived by 2 children, Jamie and Todd Stone, and Sydney Ackley and Chuck Washburn, 2 sisters, June and Dick Tubb, and Deanna Haney, 1 brother, Jim and Gloria Haney, brother-in-law, Mark Lefevre, 6 grandchildren, 1 honorary grandson, 6 great-grandchildren, nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Sharon Elizabeth Haney, age 78. Keith William Daly, 61, of Richland Center, died Thursday at his home peacefully, surrounded by his loved ones. A celebration of life will be held at a later date. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. Keith Daly is survived by three daughters, Jessica, Desiree, and Rebecca Daly, three granddaughters, brothers and sisters, Rita and Steve Blum, Wayne and Lori Daly, and Jean Daly, many nieces and nephews, other relatives and friends. Keith William Daly, 61, of Richland Center.
There are more savings under the sun at Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center, your New Holland dealer. The warm weather won't last forever, and neither will these special offers at Simpson's Tractor. Through September 30th, get special offers on New Holland hay tools and spreaders, along with tractors. You face enough challenges to harvest a quality crop. You can count on New Holland and Simpson's Tractor for the equipment and service. The team at Simpson's Tractor will be ready when you are and when your crops are. Don't miss more savings under the sun at Simpson's Tractor Richland Center through September 30th. For commercial use only, customer participation subject to credit qualification and approval by CNH Industrial Capital America, LLC. See your participating New Holland dealer for details and eligibility requirements. Down payment may be required. Not all customers or applicants may qualify for this rate or term. CNH Industrial Capital America, LLC standard terms and conditions apply. Cashback amounts may vary and are applied at time of sale. Cashback offers are only available when financing purchase with CNH Industrial Capital America, LLC.
Hi, this is Lisa from ET Foods. 8-piece cut-up chicken, 85 cents a pound, with a special case price of 75 cents a pound. Golden Spice fully cooked chicken, tenders and breasts, $3.25 a pound. Smithfield pork shoulder butt roast, $2.50 a pound. Smithfield picnic hams, 99 cents a pound. Bone-in pork loin roast, 99 cents a pound. Jimmy Dean loaded sausage bites, meat lovers, $3.50 a pound. Cedar Crest ice cream, 1.5 quart, $5.50 each. Shop ET Foods, where your food dollar goes a little farther. Located 2 miles north of Ithaca on Jaquish South Road. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 8 to 6. Sundays, 8 to 4. Closed Mondays and holidays. We're not fancy, but we're friendly.
Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy are working hard to give you great service. The pharmacists and staff want you to feel good and to feel good about your pharmacy. You can trust Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, where local people who know and care about you are always willing to take the time to answer your questions. Experience the difference, safety, and convenience at Boscobel Pharmacy and the Center Pharmacy on Orange Street in Richland Center.
Congratulations to area couples celebrating wedding anniversaries today. Dan and Brooke Milsna, Derek and Bree Dickey, Pat and Mary Clark, Alex and Ellie Meister, Ben and Caitlin Vega. Best wishes from your friends at Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
How's it going today? This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, some rather warm, humid conditions persist across southern Wisconsin. Meanwhile, there's been quite a few showers and thunderstorms over the central and northern portions of the state, keeping things quite a bit cooler there. Some of those storms have been fairly heavy with gusty winds and hail and downpours, particularly now over toward the Fox Valley and up toward Green Bay. Otherwise, we do have a chance of a few storms popping up around here yet as a cold front slides through this afternoon and this evening, so keep an eye on the skies and check in for updates, as any storms that do develop could become strong. That activity should move away later tonight, and high pressure settling in for the next couple of days should bring some pretty nice conditions with cooler temperatures and less humidity. The next weather system is scheduled to move in for Thursday night, could bring a soaking rain to most of the state of Wisconsin, possibly to the tune of a half inch or an inch. Behind that, things do quiet down nicely for the Labor Day weekend. Here's that forecast now for the rest of today. The excessive heat warning continues for much of the region through 7 p.m. and heat advisory over in Vernon County. Partly cloudy otherwise and muggy, highs ranging from the mid-80s in the northwest part of the region to the low 90s in the southeast. 30% chance of spotty showers and thunderstorms. Some could be heavy. Wind out of the west, northwest 5 to 10. Tonight, maybe an isolated shower or thunderstorm early, then partly cloudy, low in the mid-60s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, somewhat cooler and less humid, with a high of 79 degrees. As we head into Thursday, partly sunny, warm and muggy, high temperature about 84, 80% chance of showers and thunderstorms by late evening. On Friday, partly sunny and turning less humid, low in the mid-60s, high near 81. Saturday, sunny or partly cloudy with a slight chance of a shower for the evening, low at 57 with a high of 81. Sunday, breezy and cooler with some sunshine, low 57, high about 73. And Labor Day, mostly sunny and pleasant, low 47 with a high of 72. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher. Have a good afternoon.
There's only one day that's better to start an IRA than today, and that's yesterday. The Richland County Bank encourages you to start an IRA today before today is yesterday. Many financial experts estimate that you may need up to 85% of your pre-retirement income in retirement. The Richland County Bank offers a variety of traditional and Roth IRAs, allowing you to save money for retirement in a tax-advantaged way. A visit to the Richland County Bank is a perfect way to start paying yourself first with an IRA, or call 608-647-6306. It's never too early to plan for your retirement, and the earlier you make your contribution, the more you will earn at Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Richland County Bank, we want to be your bank for life.
Currently in Richland Center, it's mostly sunny and 90 degrees after a morning low of 76. Yesterday's high was 95, and we received no precipitation. Record high set back in 1955 is 98 degrees, with a record low of 40 set back in 1967. Last year's high was 77 with a low of 55. Sunset will take place tonight at 7:46, and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 6:21. The winds are out of the north-northwest at 4 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 29.95, and our humidity is at 50%. We do have a heat index of 94 degrees, and we have received no precipitation so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 90 degrees. And a reminder, there's that excessive heat warning for most of the area from now until 7 p.m. And then also a heat advisory in Vernon County. Heat indices today could reach into the upper 90s to the near 105 degrees. And as a result of those heat advisories and the heat we are experiencing, Blue River Farmers Market today has been canceled, as well as line dancing at the American Legion here in Richland Center, and the cross country meet at Black Hawk Lake for today has been canceled.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
Reducing dairy emissions one manure digester at a time. Today on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for RHIZOL from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
A Chicago-based company, Amp Americas, just completed building its 12th dairy farm manure digester project in 12 years. CEO Grant Zimmerman.
As long as we need to eat, we're going to produce organic waste. Organic waste creates emissions, and what Amp has done is found a way to harness those emissions, turn them into something beneficial that also displaces emissions in the transportation sector.
Zimmerman says the digesters produce renewable natural gas that can replace diesel as a truck fuel and reduce overall emissions.
At AMP, we have saved 2 million tons of carbon dioxide equivalent from going into the atmosphere. But that understates our impact, because by preventing methane emissions, we actually create a cooling effect that gives the world more time to affect the energy transition.
Zimmerman says the RNG produced is cheaper to use and the climate benefits are a bonus.
We're particularly excited about our mission because it helps us help farmers take the next step in what we've got thousands of years of history of doing, which is conserving resources and taking care of the land.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
This farm news and market update on WRCO is sponsored in part by McFarland's of Sauk City, taking care of the biggest farm equipment to your home, garden, tractor. McFarland's, where service is a family tradition.
The soybean role in conservation and what the downturn in the economy means for equipment manufacturers. We have team coverage from the Farm Progress Show. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Once you plant Pioneer Brand Z-Series soybeans in your field, harvests will never be the same. The president of the American Soybean Association says soy farmers play a critical role when it comes to conservation. Brownfield's Brett Burnett has more from the 2024 Farm Progress Show.
Josh Gackle tells Brownfield climate smart practices can help improve on-farm resilience.
Farmers are stewards of the land and are wanting to make sure that that land is there for the next generation and the generation after. So we need to be on our farms, we need to be economically sustainable.
He says it can also lead to a higher quality soy product.
Our customers in the end are more and more focused on what we're doing on our farms from a conservation and a sustainability aspect.
Gackle encourages growers to stay up to date on conservation program revisions. From Boone, Iowa, I'm Brent Barnett, Brownfield.
Some equipment companies are shifting priorities through the current downturn in the ag economy. Brownfield's Megan Grebner has more from the Farm Progress Show in Boone, Iowa.
Case IH Vice President Kirk Coffey says customer support becomes even more important when margins are tight for farmers.
Seasons come, seasons go. We're being smart, being stable through difficult times, but we're telegraphing that we've been here 180 years and we're here for the long haul.
He tells Brownfield being tone deaf to customers' needs isn't an option.
Making sure that our customers have uptime, working on repair packages or upgrade kits with our parts and service department.
Coffey says he'd love to sell every single farmer a brand new combine or tractor, but
if we need to roll up our sleeves and talk about farm sustainability in a very balanced way, we're also doing that.
From Boone, Iowa, I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Lower corn and soybean prices are attracting some new export demand, but an extension economist says there hasn't been as much demand as expected yet, especially from one key buyer. Brownfield's Kara Hart has more from the Missouri Farm Bureau Commodity Conference.
Ben Brown says China isn't buying much from the United States, and if that continues, it will be a concern for price.
If we continue on this path, we're probably looking at soybean prices moving another 5 to 6% lower, somewhere in that range, before we start really finding the demand that kind of stabilizes prices. Some of the estimates of the U.S. crop size coming out of this last week are very bearish to soybean prices.
He says farmers still have old crop supplies that need to be marketed, along with new crop that gets harvested this fall. Reporting from the Missouri Farm Bureau's Commodity Conference in mid-Missouri, I'm Kara Hart for Brownfield.
USDA says Mexico bought 130,000 tons of U.S. corn. I'm Larry Lee, Brownfield.
When challenging conditions arise, we don't back down. We up our game. Outpacing the competition with innovations fueled by Bayer's R&D, keeping you equipped with an expanded portfolio, elite genetics, and additional local test plots. Channel leads the field so you can rise above. See how you can save at channel.com/finance24. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
We are strong, we are resilient, and we will get through this together. But these are stressful times, and it's important to also practice good self-care. It's normal to feel overwhelmed, anxious, or afraid, but there is hope. Reach out to someone, connect with your friends, stay in touch with your community, and know that you are not alone. Learn more at wearebroadcasters.com/hope. furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Are you considering a residential or agricultural building? Then you'll want to contact Burnham Lumber of Rui today. Since 1954, Burnham Lumber uses only the finest materials to ensure years of durability. Their salesmen will work with you to create a custom-designed building to meet your exact specifications. Burnham's offers experienced crews with quality workmanship or material packages to build it yourself. Contact Burnham Lumber today for all your building needs and ask about building material packages.
Tuesday at midday, direct cash cattle markets are quiet and cash hogs are steady. I'm John Perkins with the Brownfield Livestock Update. Direct cash cattle markets are quiet. Bids and asking prices remain unreported, and this week's show list looks at least somewhat larger in all of the major feeding areas. Early expectations are for another round of lower direct business this week as sellers try to move cattle out of the feedlots. A significant portion of last week's trade was done for delayed delivery, and that could limit this week's demand to some extent. At the Oklahoma National Stockyards feeder cattle sale in Oklahoma City, compared to the previous week, steers were steady to two lower and heifers were unevenly steady. USDA says demand was moderate to good, with receipts up on both the week and the year. Medium and large number one feeder steers weighing 600 to 700 pounds are reported at 256 to 280. 7 to 8 weight steers sold at 237 to 259. Medium and large number one feeder heifers weighing 600 to 700 pounds range from 238.50 to 261, and 700 to 800 pound heifers brought 226 to 238. Box beef at midday was higher with light to moderate movement. Choice was up 38 cents at 316.28, and select beef was 3.48 higher at 303.67. Cash hogs are steady with light opening negotiated numbers at the major direct markets. Buyers are likely in need of some near-term supplies after that slow start to the week. However, interest will probably be held in check by the ample market-ready numbers and the ongoing uncertainties about sustained domestic demand ahead of the last official grilling holiday of the summer. National direct barrows and gilts had no comparison with the base price range of 79 to 81 for a weighted average of 80.23. The major regional direct markets were not reported due to confidentiality. The five-day rolling average for Iowa Southern Minnesota is 81.83, with the Western Corn Belt at 81.79 and the Eastern Corn Belt at $79.79. The butcher hog markets in Dorchester, Wisconsin and Garneville, Iowa are steady at 66. Illinois direct sows are steady at 53 to 65 on moderate demand for heavy offerings. Barrows and gilts in Illinois are steady at 47 to 57 with moderate demand and offerings. Boars range from 8 to 28. Pork at midday was up 3 cents at 95.01. Hams were steady with butts, loins, and picnics firm to sharply higher, while ribs were down modestly and bellies were sharply lower. We are online at brownfieldagnews.com, and you can follow us on X at Brownfield. You can also find us on Facebook and YouTube. John Perkins, Brownfield.
I'm William Shatner. I've been around a long time, but I'm truly humbled when I see the real battles our brave, paralyzed veterans have faced defending our freedom. And when they come home.
I had just come home from serving over in Germany. Next thing I know, it was 3 weeks later. I was paralyzed.
While parachuting with my platoon, my parachute didn't open. I broke my neck. It left me paralyzed for the rest of my life.
I was on a routine patrol, and we were in the desert of Kuwait, and the vehicle flipped and landed on top of me, which left me paralyzed from the waist down.
Okay, folks, this is heroism. That's why I'm proud to support Paralyzed Veterans of America, because they've kept their promise to never leave a fallen soldier behind. A roof over their heads, accessible homes, cars, jobs, benefits.
PVA has brought me back to life.
Show them their sacrifice hasn't been in vain. Go to pva.org to learn how you can make a difference.
Harchi Lumber carries a wide array of building supply products to help you complete your project. Save time and money to get what you need in one place. Call the experts serving the area since 1969. Harchi Lumber, along Highway 33 between Laval and Reedsburg. Harchi Lumber is a provider of lumber, steel roofing and siding, and a complete line of home and pole building materials, including custom-built prefab wall panels that can be delivered. For more information, call Harchi Lumber at 608-985-7207.
Soybeans, corn, cattle, and hogs are higher. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. The path to higher yields is now at your fingertips. Download the Stein Seed app and start planning your next move today. Stein has yield. Soybeans are up on short covering and technical buying. Near-term conditions look hot in much of the region, potentially stressing this year's crop. That could trim the USDA's projected record yield estimate with the next guess out September 12th. September beans are up 5.5 at 965 and a quarter. November's 4 higher at 984 and 3 quarters. September soybean meal is up $3.50 at 315.60. September soybean oil's down 41 points at 41.29. Corn's up on short covering and technical buying, bouncing off Monday's contract low, monitoring late development weather and early harvest activity. Mexico purchased nearly 130,000 tons of new crop U.S. corn today. The new marketing year on soybeans starts, or rather on corn and for soybeans, starts September 1st. September corn's up 5.5 at 367.5, December 6.5 higher at 393. And wheat's up, finding some interest after the run to new lows. The spring wheat harvest behind average and some reports of quality issues. September Chicago's a dime higher at 508. September Kansas City's up 14 and 3 quarters at 539 and 3 quarters. September Minneapolis is up 5 and 3 quarters at 547 and a quarter. Live and feeder cattle are up on technical buying ahead of this week's direct business. Things remain extremely quiet. Box beef's higher at midday. October live's up 272 at 179.70. December's 242 higher at 178.80. September feeders are up $1.25 at 242.60. And on technical buying, October hogs are up $1.70 at 82.10. December leans 97 higher at 71.67. Pork's up 3 cents at midday. Midwest butcher hog markets are steady. I'm John Perkins with the Brownfield Market Update.
Hi, everyone. This is Angie from Aderson Plain. I know I am totally biased, but we have a super cool hardware store. Where else can you buy groceries, hardware, and booze all under the same roof? Don't you feel like you're always running, hurrying here and there and trying to keep the house clean, the kids clean, and the fridge stocked? Trust me, I know what it's like. And that's why my crew and I do our best to make your stop at Aders quick and productive. We are happy to spend some time in the plumbing aisle with you or talking through the connection on that new faucet or recommending the best pest control for your garden and lawn. We'll even tell you what not to buy, like primer. You don't need it to change colors. So please, enjoy your summer. Smell the roses. Yes, we have some lovely ones for sale. And remember, we are happy to help with all those honey-do lists. Aders is your summer project headquarters and your great big store with small-town smiles.
Celebrating peaches. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. August is prime peach season in the U.S., and today is a perfect time to pick up some peaches at your local grocery store or orchard. There are thousands of varieties that are grown in the United States. Fresh peaches are typically labeled as white-fleshed or yellow-fleshed when sold, and the varieties grown in Florida are not the same as the ones grown in Illinois. Austin Flam with Flam Orchards, which is based in southern Illinois, says their family farm was established in 1888. And today, they grow peaches along with apples and other fruits and vegetables. Flam says peaches aren't easy to grow and the crop can be easily damaged by weather.
Right now, we're shooting 50% when you compare the last two seasons.
Historically, Flam Orchards is a wholesale operation, which means they ship to major chain stores and food distributors around the Midwest. About 25 years ago, due to the demand from people locally, they added to their operation.
You can get a peck or a half peck of peaches. We have an on-site bakery that we make family recipes with peaches. It's peach cobbler, and that's really become a favorite of people in our local region.
So whether you're enjoying your peach pie or peach jam, know that it wasn't easy to make it from the orchard to your kitchen. I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Get
out of just about anything and look like an Earth-saving hero? Just use the environment excuse. High school reunion? Sorry, can't. Planetary obligations. Unfortunate bridesmaid's dress? Unfortunately, you promised the climate you'd buy more vintage. Chauffeuring teens? The Earth really needs them to hoof it. The environment is always the best excuse. Find your out and opt in to cutting carbon. Just visit theenvironmentexcuse.org. Brought to you by WildAid.
Do you want to be in the know? Sign up for the WRCO local newsletter simply using your email address and get our newsletter delivered directly to your inbox. No searching required. Take a look behind the scenes. Get the latest news, sports, and info before anyone else. Your email address will be used to distribute our newsletter only and for occasional correspondence and will never be sold or shared. Visit WRCO Radio on Facebook for the sign-up link. The WRCO newsletter, local and only from WRCO FM.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.